Our reading for today is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 25 to chapter 5, verse 14. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us, and gave himself for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine in you." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Alan Wallenberg, Concordia Lutheran Church, Sikeston, Missouri.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We really do need grace and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And how very thankful we are to God that He gives us that grace and peace. If you read today's reading from Ephesians 4 and 5 and then walk away and dismiss it, trying to say to yourself that you have that one covered, but that you hope others will wake up to read and obey God's word written there, then I probably should call you, my friend, to repent. Not only do I need to invite you to repent, perhaps I also need to invite your congregation to repent. For Paul's letter is directed to a whole congregation, the one at Ephesus. See where you have transgressed God's will. Learn to hate your sins. Learn to cling to the holy merits of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And what a list of sins it is. Falsehoods, unresolved anger, theft and sloth, talk which tears down, bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, slander, malice, immorality, covetousness, filthy talk and crude joking, deception, and so on. And you and I are guilty. We are condemned by the holy law of God's word. We are told how we are not to be, but we realize to our horror and even our shame that we have been all of these awful things. We are told that we are rather to speak the truth, to resolve anger, to make an honest living so that we may share with others, to speak words which build up, to be tender-hearted and forgiving, to walk in love, to separate ourselves from the world's unbelief and immorality, to expose evil for what it is. And so that there will be no misunderstanding, the apostle writes to this beloved congregation to let them know that there simply is no wiggle room when it comes to the will of the holy and just God. We each are sinners, and we belong to congregations full of sinners. One person sins, another reacts wrongly, and the sin is compounded. But doesn't God want His will to be done also at the voters' meeting, at the church council meeting, at the ladies' aid meeting? Oh, let us learn to humbly, repentantly cry, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord, let the holy blood of Jesus wash away the sins which so stained me. Let the sufferings of the Christ be sufficient for the punishment which I rightly deserve from your hand. Lord, make me a better person. Make me a better Christian. Lord, make mine a better Christian congregation. For we have tasted the kindness of the Lord. That's why we ought to live in new, changed ways. And this is not true just of our individual lives. It is, of course, true in the life of Christ's church. The game-playing, using each other, talking evil about each other, tearing down each other, usually behind each other's backs, lusting after each other, it all really should end. God has redeemed us. We once were blind, dead, and enemies of God, but by His grace and because of the redeeming work of the Savior, we are now spiritually sighted, spiritually alive, even friends of God. The apostle implores us to live in a way which is consistent with who we are. We are the children of God. We are the holy church of the Lord Christ. We know what God has done for us and others. We know that He has redeemed us and all the world by His perfect love. Now we pray for grace to treat all people, and especially our fellow believers, as those who are redeemed. We pray for the grace to be changed, to make us imitators of God, to build up one another, to hold to the truth, to expose evil rather than inventing clever church rites and liturgies which endorse the world's new brand of wickedness. We pray for God's love, the love which He has revealed through Christ's cross, to change us individually and to change our churches. May God be glorified in us and through us. Jesus has redeemed us. Jesus has put us together into His holy church so that we may live in new, repentant ways to His glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The peace which passes all understanding keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.
We thank Pastor Alan Wallenberg for today's meditation on God's Word.